Welcome back to Just Roll With It, my lovely listeners. Downtime continues today as our Skylarks meet with their paramours, get in a little rest and recuperation, and hopefully don't light any fires before they have to. Let's dive right into it.
I need to do an indulgence because I have a lot of stress.
Okay. Which indulgence do you deal with or do you spend time with?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm kind of leaning. She probably wants to go see Lorenzo if she's not too busy.
Okay.
She's healed, because she doesn't want him to stress more than he normally does.
Absolutely fair.
It's like, I'm not going to walk in here looking like my veins are rotting inside my body, because that will freak you out.
Yes. Yes, that would. So, yeah, you go to see Lorenzo in his study. It's at like a higher floor than you usually have access to, but
that's the first time you passed. Made her way up here.
Exactly. And Lorenzo's seated at a large desk. The window overlooks the garden with a bunch of ledgers in front of him. And you can't see anything about his face because he has his full mask on.
Thea's probably back to her half one too now that she's back at the house, so
yeah. But he looks up when you enter. Ah, Thea.
Hello.
He closes the book in front of him and sort of like pushes it away. It is lovely to see you, but to what do I owe this pleasure?
Does there have to be a reason?
For you? No.
Then there isn't really one. Such as I've been in bed for a couple days and just a little bored.
I can't promise I'll be good company, but I can try and alleviate your boredom.
I'm sure we can manage.
Yeah, he ushers you inside, closes the door behind you, offers to make you a drink.
Yeah, she'll accept that offer.
He pours you a glass of a wine that he's been drinking. It's this thick purple wine. A little bit sweet. I unfortunately don't have a lot of time for pleasure right now. But,
busy, it's... I wouldn't want to keep you too long.
Yes. Things have gotten a bit tight.
No luck? Anything yet?
We're making inroads with the trading company. If I can just get them to see what an asset House Bastion could be. But the Britzelottos are doubling down on the debt we owe them.
Did they give a reason, or...?
It seems they were stretched thin before. Now they, the murders in the twist.
Yes, I'm familiar.
There haven't been any in a couple of days. Well, a week now or so, and the Britzelottos are saying that their enemy's defeated. So they're back on the streets in full force, and more insistent than ever. Trying, I think, to recoup their losses and tighten their hold.
I see.
So, the house is stretched incredibly thin at the moment, I'm afraid.
Sorry to hear that.
I've somehow gotta come up with this payment, and you don't want to hear about that. I'm sorry.
It's not pleasant, but I don't mind listening.
I appreciate that, Thea. And he reaches out and grabs your hand.
Yeah. He is allowed to.
What about you? What have you been up to? Tell me everything.
So I guess how much would you have been told? I guess he is, like, the heir. He probably has to know at least some of what we're up to at most times.
You would be surprised. He's not involved in your errands, or, like, in the distribution of work, or in, like... he's not your handler. That's like a different department, as they say. He sort of like he runs a lot of different stuff. Like he's doing the political bullshit. He's like he might hear something and like come up with an errand and pass it on to someone, but like he doesn't do the day to day kind of stuff. That's what clerks and servants are for.
True.
That's what Lady Cosima is for.
Oh, you know, running all over the city for the most part.
The life of a courtier seems a rather difficult one. Always dancing attendance and running around.
It's a busy one.
What was your last errand? I'm sure you did whatever it was beautifully.
Well, it's funny you should mention the twist.
Why?
That's where we were.
Are you alright? Was anyone harmed?
A few of us were. But I haven't actually checked in on anyone else yet. I've been laid up myself for a little bit.
Did something happen to you?
Just iron. It wasn't that bad.
That's poisonous to you, isn't it?
Yes.
Should I take you to the hospital, or are you...
No, it's dealt with. I'm fine.
Are you sure?
If I wasn't, you'd be able to tell. There's a reason I didn't come see you sooner. I was waiting for that to be fixed.
Well, I'm glad you're better, then.
Believe me, so am I.
I'm sorry I wasn't there to help.
I mean, I imagine it's probably not somewhere you should have been anyway.
You're probably right there. Mother would be furious to know if I was running around the twist with courtiers. Putting myself in danger for no good reason, she'd say. Not that I don't have to go to the twist soon anyway, but...
She's probably right. You have your job, I have mine.
I just wish I could be there to watch your back. That's all. Not that I don't trust your friends to watch yours. At least most of your friends.
I think they can be trusted for that much.
If you trust them, then I will too.
I do. Believe me, I'm not that easy to damage like that, usually. Unless you know what you're doing.
Far be it for me to ever say you were easy.
Oh, I don't know if I should comment on that phrasing, but...
They kiss the back of your hand, or he kisses the back of your hand, the press of his cold mask, the green and gold painted lips against your hand.
Sorry, I haven't been able to be more help with everything else yet.
As you said, you have your job and I have mine. I don't expect you to go out of your way to dig me out of out of my own pit.
It's not exactly your pit, but I understand what you mean.
He's my brother. It's my house. It's my responsibility.
I know.
But enough about that. There's a new opera playing, I hear. I might be able to scrounge up enough for tickets if you were interested.
Oh, I'm always interested where that's concerned.
Marvelous. Then, yeah, you guys turn the conversation towards the opera and stuff that's playing. Is there anything else you want to bring up to Lorenzo before you roll?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Then roll me that vice.
Oh, right. We just established there is no indulgence button.
So I think you have one die for your indulgence.
Just one?
Because if I remember correctly, your indulgence die is whatever, like, lowest number. Yeah, of mm-hmm. pips on in your body, mind, or spirit. That's on the side of that line.
Oh, on the side of the line. Okay. Yeah.
Your lowest attribute. That's your lowest resist.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is it not two? But no, that's fair.
Nope, it's on the other. You only get one for each thing. So it behooves you to spread your stuff out, but that means you have less die for rolling actual actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there hasn't been much of a reason to put anything else in body when 90% of the time Via is doing magic.
Yeah, that's fair.
Listen, making smart decisions is for scrums.
Absolutely.
It does help if you get stabbed and you want to not have been stabbed. It can help, but otherwise, yeah.
All this means is that you get to spend more time with your paramour to reduce your stress. Yes. Probably.
Or just don't get stabbed. Easy.
Yeah, true. Both of those are good suggestions.
Lee has never been stabbed once.
Yeah, we're going to need to spend an influence to roll again because
that's a one, by the way, for anyone listening.
No, because I said don't get stabbed.
Go ahead and spend your influence and, roll it again.
Swear to God, if it's another one, like all of those paramour rolls I made that time where I spent all of my influence to finish that clock.
I remember that. That was so rough for you.
That was painful.
Listen, you didn't want to slow burn that much. I get it.
If this were a full campaign, I absolutely would have slow burned the hell out of it. I know,
but we're on limited time.
Yes. Like, if we had all the time in the world, because slow burn is, like, my go-to most of the time, I would have dragged that out as long as it was willing to go, but not for this.
Very fair.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ! Right! More status, okay.
I'm not gonna need it. Before you keep going, I would ask, this is a downtime action. And this is your paramour. Would you not get plus one die if you dulled your vice, your paramour?
That's a good question.
For those listening, I rolled another one.
You get to roll another two dice because you should have plus one on both of them, but, you know.
Do they count as your friend for this?
I don't know. Do they? I think that's up to you.
It also depends on, like, are they enabling the roll to happen or are they actively helping? I think is also.
That is also.
Because, yeah. I mean, yeah, spending your time with the person is the reason you're rolling. Do I want to be nice?
I don't know. Do you?
I mean, you can always cash in your status and do it again.
Yeah. See, that's the plan. My plan is to cash in my status until I roll decently or run out. But
entirely fair. Let me just reread real quick what indulging stress feels like. It looks like.
It's your paramour, your friend. This is the question.
Overindulging, blah, blah, blah.
The problem is, paramours are a romance is an optional thing, so the rest of the book isn't written with paramours in mind.
You know what? Do it. I don't care. I want to be nice, and this is our last downtime.
All right.
So I'm going to roll just our 2d6.
Yeah. They can't both be ones. Oh, no!
There's a four, at least.
So one of them was a one, but that means that's a total of five, which is what your stress is at, so you don't overindulge.
That's perfect.
Cool. Perfect. Great. We hang out, we go to an opera, and it's great, and I have no stress now. Uh-huh. It only took three
rolls. Your money, it's fine.
You had to pay for the opera tickets, is the thing.
That's fine. Because the house
doesn't have any money.
Would have done that anyway.
and refreshments.
Yeah, he tried to like buy you a wine, but he doesn't have a lot of personal money right now, so you had to pay for everything.
If he hadn't been willing to go, she would have gone anyway herself, so like it's not putting her out that much, and well, she does not have a like plethora of money. She is aware that both between the work she does here and her own like independent family wealth. She has a little bit more liquid than he does at the moment.
Oh, yeah. But, and of course, you had to spend for a box because you can't have the prince's heir in one of the seats. So it was more than you were expecting. Yeah.
It was, but I don't think she's put out by it.
You had to bump out somebody else important to get their box, because they were going to go the same day, but obviously you're more important, so, you know. Mm-hmm.
And better at charming people. No, it's not magic. What are you talking about?
So yeah, between charm and a little bit of coin, you managed to get the seats. You have a magical night with Lorenzo. It is stress relieving for both of you. I think towards the end of the night, when you guys get back to the house before he vanishes in a servant's door to get back to his part of the house, he takes his mask off and kisses you.
Aww. Her face is probably a little red, but yeah, she's into it.
And he's gorgeous because he looks like Ben Barnes.
Yes. I did this to myself.
And he's a very talented kisser. And he kisses you, hand on the side of your face. Then, yeah, surfaces and just looks deeply into your eyes. I wish I could stay longer, love, but business.
I know.
I hope to see you again soon. Thank you for this evening, truly. I'll make it up for you. Make it up to you.
You don't have to do that.
No, but I want to. And he grabs your hand and kisses the back of it one last time and vanishes.
Yeah. She's very happy about all of that.
Aw. So, all right. Before I start entangling your lives a little bit, is there any other downtime y'all would like to do?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Allie is going to finish their romance clock.
Yes, do it. Yes.
All right.
And I have a very convoluted plan.
I can't wait.
Oh, gosh. What is it?
As we remember, Ines is the heir to Lavelle currently now, yes. Right? I said currently, it's whatever.
Ines has been named the heir to Lavelle since, you know, the former heir is, quote unquote, pondering the mysteries of the lady in seclusion. Sure. And definitely not with their commoner lover somewhere outside the city.
Mm-hmm. Which means it would be very difficult for Allie to meet with Ines just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because optics. Which means we have to contrive a meeting. Allie has a contact who is a temple acolyte. Their name is Mayfong. Mm-hmm. Allie is going to contrive it so that when Ines goes to the temple for, you know, to pray on whatever day, going to contrive it that Ines gets split away from the rest of the group so that Allie and Ness get a little bit of private time while they're there. That's the convoluted plan.
Oh, gosh. That is convoluted.
Right.
Especially since Ines's sibling is a Grace and at the temple and your former lover.
That's also why I intentionally did it.
You're a monster. Hurting Ren like this continuously on purpose.
I'm hurting myself in the process.
They never did anything wrong.
They didn't.
In their entire lives.
They didn't.
And you continue to wound them.
Allie has said they're sorry, but at the same time.
Have you done anything else to make amends? Or did you just say that you were sorry? And were you even believable?
I don't know if we've seen it on screen, but we could do that. We could do that in free play. Because I think Allie is sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, also in love with their siblings, so cousin. I forgot which it is. I think it's
Ren or twin. Ren and Ines are twins.
Right. So it is sibling. I was like, I don't remember which it was. It's been a while since we made these characters.
It's a Corona Bathiante situation.
Oh my god.
I understand.
But yeah, I believe it's the cousins. They are cousins of Fiore, I believe.
Yes, they are both Fiore's cousin.
Good. Okay.
So, and the main prince of Lavelle doesn't have any other children. So it passed to Ness, because Ren can't inherit, because Ren is a Grace, and gave up their nobility.
Right. But yeah, that's my convoluted plan.
So, Mayfong gives you this look when you ask this of her, like, are you sure this is a smart thing to do?
No, I'm not sure it's a smart thing to do, but I think it's the best thing to do.
And Mayfong is a friend of Ren's, I think, so definitely torn, but you cajole her into this meeting, and she contrives a way to, like, ask, or, like, pass something to Inez during the service, so Inez can, like, tell her retinue that she, like, has to go take confessional or something, mm-hmm. And meet you. The lady's faith now has confessionals.
I was gonna be like, forgive me, sister, for I have sinned.
And you sinned to.
And sinned again. And sinned. It's only been a week since my last confession, but
I got a lot of sinning to do. I'm sorry.
I have to get it in for everybody else.
I feel like the lady's idea of sins are very different than what the Catholic Church would think.
Oh, that's for good. Sure.
is basically a goddess of luck.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what they would do for...
Rigging games, big sin.
Oh yeah, cheating, not right out, not allowed. Ah, yes. Foul or fair, wrong or right, all are points of view in her estimation. What matters is the elegance with which an action is carried out and little else. She trusts the souls in Illyrian to take care of themselves, always exacting a price when she's asked for aid. If she's a real being at all, she does not play a corporeal part in the world. So basically, yeah, she's the Wheel of Fortune, she's chance. Yeah, I think good works and whatnot are still important to her faith, if not to her itself. And there's definitely a way for you to contrive to get... an S away from her retinue to speak to a mother or something in the church.
Mm-hmm.
An S looks at the note and, like, from whatever vantage point you have, like maybe in a balcony during the service, like where you have, of course, perfect view of her. She's seated in one of the first few pews in her quote unquote Sunday best. Although, I don't know if... I don't think Illyrian has Sundays. Or the ladies' services probably don't even start on Sundays. Who knows?
Resplendent in church attire.
Exactly. There we go. In her temple suit. The mane of her red hair pulled up and away from her face. You see the sort of, like, wan smile on her face. Like, half chagrined, half amused. And she makes the note vanish. But when you go to the meeting place after the service, she's waiting for you.
Perfect. Excellent. Yeah, just a big like putting their hands up, just like, I'm glad you could come.
I don't have that much time.
Yeah, I know. You're kind of the biggest deal now.
Yeah. Thanks to somebody.
Sorry about that? Yeah, I did kind
of... Are you sorry?
Only partly. Consequences... Thinking about the consequences of my actions are not really my strong suit, so I've been told. So,
yeah, you know. It's really not.
But in this case, I kind of wanted to, especially because your sister was there. Your sibling. Just...
Her face gets kind of sad when you mention Ren. She's my twin sister, you know?
Yeah.
She is the person I am closest to in my life. She understands me like no one else does. And you really hurt her.
Yeah, I've been meaning to do something about that. But I haven't really found a chance to. You know, we're always busy.
Yeah. We always are. And the worst thing is that she won't talk to me about it. We haven't seen a lot of each other since she took vows. And I got stuck with this.
So I guess the question is, what about us, then?
What about us?
I don't know. I don't really want to give up what we have, but you're also kind of the biggest deal in your house now. So.
And a prince shouldn't be absconding with the child of a Britzelado.
Yeah, though I think the rest of the house isn't going to think that. They're going to think maybe shouldn't be messing around with the rabble-rouser, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. You are a bit of a firecracker these days, aren't you?
Hey, some things need to get burned. I'm the one to do it.
Yeah, well, I live here, so I'd appreciate it if you didn't burn around my ears.
I'll be controlled about it.
I don't think you've been controlled about anything in your entire life.
You're not wrong about that, but that doesn't mean I'm not trying now.
What are you trying, Allie?
Well, I mean, it goes from doing it for the family for doing it for a cause. And I do have something worth fighting for.
What's that?
looks away because they are unsure whether to talk about the fact that they're part of the founder.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's very like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm a communist type of thing. Be kind of weird.
You're telling it, you're the noble that you're trying to woo that you're a communist.
Exactly.
By the way, I think that you and your whole fucking system are bullshit and should be torn down.
Yep, exactly. So Allie's just like, I cannot say that. That is not going to work here.
Oh god, this is so fucking so well advised. I love it.
Allie is such a mess.
Yeah.
They're just like, wait, this is a bad turn of phrase. Well, I've got a new house, don't I?
A rival to mine.
Oh yeah, but I got a new house and new friends. But it's been teaching me some responsibility at least. You know, rather than being, well, criminal royalty, I'm just beholden in a different way. So, I hope I can be better. That's my thing, I suppose. Not hope, I'm going to be. And I don't want this to just be a thing where it's just coming from my side. So, how do you feel about me now?
That's a really complicated question.
Yeah, we're complicated people, aren't we?
Yeah. She runs a hand through her hair. I think I wouldn't feel this tangled up if I didn't feel something for you. Well, I don't think I haven't tried not to. It would make my life so much easier if I didn't.
Yeah. I think I can say the same. I think you're one of the few people who in this world who can leave me tongue-tied.
Is that so?
Yeah, just a little bit.
A little bit of a smirk. I leave the great silver-tongued Allie at a loss for words.
It's a rare honor, I have to say.
Oh, I'm sure I feel honored.
I mean, and I think this is when Allie, like, closes the distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, of course, Inez is wearing their mask. Their new mask, the one that shows that they're not only the heir, but that they're betrothed. Yeah, but you can see their eyes dancing, challenge behind it.
Mm-hmm.
See her eyes, excuse me, dancing challenge behind it. I think she's a little bit taller than you are.
That makes sense.
And she's definitely wearing boots with a little bit of a heel. So she looks down at you. What do?
Oh, no time like the present, huh?
You can't see it, but you can sense that she's raised an eyebrow.
And I don't know what Allie is going to do next. I honestly do not know what Allie is going to do next, other than probably do something, another ill-advised thing. Because this is just
whatever thing you do first.
Yeah, yeah, I think I do. I'm trying to figure out what role this is. This convoluted plan with the I think it might be Sway.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Sway.
It might be. Yeah. That feels correct.
Guile and charm are both playing a part right now.
Mm-hmm.
All working against Inez's better judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think Mayfong would give me a plus one, but I think it's more Mayfong is enabling me to do this.
Yeah, no, period. She got you here. She's like, I wash my hands of this. I'm not. Nope. I'm done.
Yeah, this might be a like if Allie rolls poorly, this might be a maybe they actually break it off. They're just like maybe this, they actually figured out that this is a bad idea, but we're gonna find out.
Yeah.
Should this be an action roll?
Do you want there to be complications?
I feel like Ren is around, you know.
Oh, beautiful. Sure, sure. Let's make this risky standard.
Ah, perfect. I love it. What is a lady's favor here? I'm curious now.
Oh, Lord. Whatever happens, Ren walks just around the corner and sees.
Shit. Oh, I have to take it. I can't not take it. Let's go. All right, here we go. Holy shit, I got a 6.
Nice.
I'm very curious what Ren walks around the corner and sees you doing.
Me too.
Same.
So 6 is 3 ticks. What's that put you at?
That fills it because I only needed 2.
So, yeah, there's that challenge in Inez's eyes, but it's not an unwelcome one. It's not like a trying to fend you off challenge. It's a what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Time for big faux pas time.
Yeah. You gonna do it?
Yeah, they're gonna take off her mask.
Yes, you are! And I think, yeah, there's that second where you don't know if she's gonna catch your hand or not.
Mm-hmm.
But she lets you remove her mask, and she's just as beautiful as you remember.
Yeah, and then if they may, mm-hmm. they're gonna kiss.
Yeah, I mean that's a 6, mm-hmm. and Inez is full of terrible ideas. As much as like she's supposed to be the dutiful twin, as much as she's the one who lives by the sword and a code of honor between her and her sister. She still has a heart. So she kisses you. Her arms come around you. And you sort of crash into one another. And you two don't see. But right around the corner, Ren is in her church garb. A simple dress marking her as one of the lady's graces. Her red hair pulled back in a braid. Glasses perched on the edge of her nose. She just turns the corner like she heard... There's a small flashback to somebody telling her that her sister was still here. And she wanted to go, she wasn't at the service. She was out doing other things. Wanted to say hello and catch up maybe a little bit before Inez had to go back to the house. But turns the corner just as you two kiss. And there's that palpable look of heartbreak on her face as she rapidly turns around and leaves.
I the player feel so bad. But Allie is such a disaster.
I am here for this drama.
Ren is going to kill Allie.
I can't wait to see it. Let me get the popcorn.
I literally just posted that to Twitter.
I'll just have to make sure Ren is at your next job.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
But yes.
Yes, indeed. Should we do the paramour creation thing now
yes! Let us create your paramour now that you have one.
I already know the flaws.
Oh, well, please.
Flighty and star-crossed.
Yep.
Welcome to the club.
Beautiful.
I have to imagine the edges are connected and well protected.
Welcome to the Starcross Club.
I love a good Starcross romance.
We got actually, 3 of them going in this game.
God.
What?
Just me feeling bad about Allie's terribleness.
Why should you feel bad?
I feel bad. I don't feel bad. I feel It's just a lot of emotion.
It's okay. Ren's not a real person.
It's true. It's true. I feel bad for Ren, despite the fact that Ren's not a real person. But I get you.
Ren just lives rent free in my head.
In this universe.
I get you, Spain. I feel bad about my characters all the time.
Flighty and Starcross, and then connected, and I am between doting and well protected.
Interesting.
I don't actually think well protected because we're in the same world. So I think doting, because that was kind of the thing. Yeah. Because I don't think she can afford to be protective.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as is Starcross and Flighty, connected and doting. Is there anything else we have to do to flesh out our paramour? Or is that it? I cannot
remember. That is it.
All right. Brilliant. All right. You have your paramour.
Yay.
Yeah, I sure do.
But at what cost, Saint Guard?
So much cost. So much.
I love that.
But what did it cost you?
Kelsey and everything. I were just eating popcorn on Twitter, just like eating this drama up. Oh,
I don't think I've ever had this type of affair in a TTRPG, because that's not usually what kind of it's not the type of characters I play, and two, it just doesn't happen that way. Mm-hmm. And so this is just very juicy, but also just like, oh.
Oh yeah, no, Allie's the worst, but I'm here for it. Well, Allie's almost the worst.
Who's the worst?
Allie's not Samael.
Hey, Samael hasn't broken any hearts.
Really?
That's because Samael's a good person.
Uh huh.
I don't believe you.
Oh, let's also not put all the blame on Allie here.
I mean, it's Inez
is also smooching her twin's ex.
That's true, but Allie started by breaking Ren's heart, and then
Allie might have started it, but Inez continued it.
True.
Samuel, at least in the scope of this game, hasn't broken any hearts. So, really, who's the bad person here?
I mean, Samuel's still a bad person.
Samuel is debatably a person.
I mean, I love that we can all get on board of this Samuel sucks train, even you, Peter, who is playing Samuel.
I love that.
John Constantine, my inspiration for Samuel, is one of my favorite comic book characters of all time. You can ask Corey and Kelsey. I have never said a good thing about John Constantine.
At least that wasn't followed up by something terrible.
I have never said a good thing about John Constantine, but I do love John Constantine.
Listen, if nothing else, he deserves it.
especially at that point where it was like,
after what they've pulled, honestly.
Samael has never done anything wrong in their life.
Yeah, that's a fucking lie.
The reason Lee exists is because Samael did something very, very wrong.
So wrong that you barely avoided the guillotine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this all seems like hyperbole.
No.
Yeah. No.
Just
there's still the best worst idea that Zyra's gonna let ruin her life, so.
Yeah.
But at least Peter and I decided when we made our two different characters that we would just make characters who are opposites.
Incredible. So, does anyone else have any downtime they want to get to? Or shall I unleash the entanglements?
I think Kelsey and I had some free play that we wanted to do.
I think we did.
Oh, please, have at.
I assume so who do you think seeks who out? Does Fia seek out Vivi, or is it vice versa?
I feel like Fia would probably go try to seek out Vivi now that she is recovered, and particularly after talking to Lorenzo, where she's like, I actually don't know how the rest of them have been doing since we got back. So I've also been in bed, so let's go find out. At some point she does probably either go looking for Vivi or invite Vivi to come see her.
Okay. I like the idea of an invitation because Vivi's gone for a couple days off with Rowan. So, mm-hmm. like, is not easily found.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see Fia, like, inviting her to come see her.
Yeah, so, I will definitely pay you a visit.
Yay! Yeah, I assume probably at, like, whatever sort of rooms, apartment type thing Fia is set up with.
And remind me, are you staying at House Bastion, or do you have apartments
she
elsewhere?
Is, yes.
Okay.
She probably has space at the house, I think.
Like somewhere in the guest quarters or something.
Yeah.
Like you've got like a sitting room and a bedroom and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
All right. Then presumably a servant would be announcing me. I wouldn't just be dropping by. Like this is a formal little visit.
Mm-hmm. Fia would not complain if you just showed up either, but yes, it's like a. That's
you gave
like,
me an invitation. I'm gonna play by the rules for this one.
Yeah.
So I presume I'm announced. I'm shown in,
and Fia's there, looking much much better than the last time you saw her.
I think I'm gonna like immediately sit down and clasp your hands and say, "You are looking so much better, Fifi. I am glad to see it."
I am feeling much better. Also very glad.
I can imagine. I honestly was not expecting us to encounter that there, so I am glad that you were not harmed more than you were, and as I say, it's good to see you recovered.
It's good to see you seem a little bit more back to yourself as well.
Yes. I took a couple of days for myself. And there's a little flush to her cheeks. You know it wasn't just by herself.
Away from all your usual haunts, it seems. You are quite hard to track down.
I am good at making myself scarce sometimes.
Hmm.
So, if you must know. And then I get this, like, wry little smile on my face. And I say, I was very well taken care of while I was away.
I should hope so. Are you going to tell me where you are, or should I guess?
I think you already know.
I but think I do as well.
If you need me to spell it out for you, I can.
Please.
Well, of course I was over with Zufonia.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Well, I'm glad they took care of you.
They always do.
So I've been assured.
I look at you like I've been looking at you, but like that kind of almost gets like a different expression. Like, what does that mean? Like, it's more scrutinizing, more critical.
I did happen to pay Livonia a visit a couple weeks ago.
You was that concern for me?
Yes.
And?
I hope that's not overstepping, but... And... They've convinced me at least that I don't want to say I had no reason to be concerned. Because that's not who we are. But... That they do not mean any ill, at least.
Well, I have already told you as much, but...
You did.
I am glad that you were able to form that conclusion on your own as well.
It's not that I don't trust you, Vivi, but...
I understand that your world is more tricksome than ours.
It is. And it can be... hard to keep up with. And very easy to fall into situations you don't fully understand.
She kind of just gives this rueful laugh. Like, one that implies she understands far better what you're saying than she would like.
I did have some other business to discuss with them as well anyway, but that was the main motivator of me going there, yes.
Well, I am glad that I have a friend like you who is looking out for me.
Well, I'm happy to. You do seem to get yourself quite tangled up with the likes of me.
You are not wrong.
Which is something else I wanted to ask you about.
Please?
What was the deal you made the other night?
With the Nightingale?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. So, complicated expression on BB's face. And I think it's in part embarrassment for having gotten into the situation that she's gotten herself into. And I think that's part of what is making it hard to vocalize what happened, because she's blaming herself for it, and admitting it is feeling like she's admitting something that she's at fault for.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bit of a long and storied history with the Nightingale.
And what might that history be?
So before I joined House Bastion and the Skylarks, I came to the city to perform and make my fortune. Did not go quite as I planned, but at least where I am now, I cannot complain. But I have got the eye of this Nightingale, and they had decided that they were going to take me back to their court. And I tell them no. And they find this amusing that I should defy their wishes.
I can believe that.
And obviously they are a creature of greater power than I am, so I cannot just say no.
No, you can't.
So instead we have struck a bargain of sorts. And the benefit for me is I get to remain here and have mostly my freedom. But I am still beholden to them.
Beholden how?
Mostly I go and I go to the gardens, I perform for them in their court. But occasionally, like you saw the other night, they come to me, they ask for me a favor of some sort, and it is hard for me to refuse.
I can believe it would be. Even if you were in a position where you reasonably could, they could just make you perform anyway.
Yes.
Fun little trick, sometimes, but very easy to take too much advantage of.
So I suppose now you know my whole sordid tale. And she tries to play it off, but like clearly it's still bothering her.
You realize it's not your fault, right?
I tell myself that. Because what could I have done but what I have done? But still I wonder.
Nothing. They set their eyes on you, Vivi. You are a remarkable person, but you're still only human.
Yes, that is so.
You do have a knack for attracting Faye to you, though, it seems.
I'm a bit of a magnet, I am not sure why.
Me either. I suppose we should be glad that the Nightingale is the worst one. I assume Rowan and I are both more agreeable.
Absolutely.
Remind me, what is the name of your paramour?
Lorenzo.
That's what I thought.
Is the heir to House Bastion.
Ah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think I picked... I knew that they were a prince, but yeah. Okay, now I'm getting it. I'm...
yeah. That is where the star-crossed part comes mm-hmm. in. It's very much... He is very much below that station as Fae and as a noble from outside of Ilorian.
Speaking of the Cleable Company, I hear that you have been in a Cleable Company lately.
And who told you that now?
Who's your contact at the Opera House? Like your vice purveyor or your indulgence source.
The name is Giovanni.
I may have made inquiries to your friend Giovanni.
Oh, did you? And what did he say?
Nothing so telling, but I have made inferences.
And what inferences might those be?
Nothing that I would dare put words to.
And I kind of pat your hand reassuringly, like, I'm not going to tell anyone what's going on.
If you do not wish to talk about it, you do not need to. I just, I hope that you're happy.
I mean, it's not that I don't want to talk about it. It's just I don't know where to start. Or how much I should say.
Well, then let's start at the top. You are happy, no?
Yes. Yes, I am. Be nicer if it wasn't so secret, but I am.
Well, I am glad for that at least. I suppose love cannot be easy for any of us these days, can it?
No. Suppose not. You seem to be having the easier time with the two of us there, at least.
Yes, but for how long?
I wish I could tell you.
I do not expect you to have the answer, just that I do not know how fleeting this is. And I am mindful of that.
Well. I hope for your sake it isn't too over too quickly.
And I hope the same for you.
I do as well. Although I don't. I suppose like you, I don't really know what to expect there.
Well, you know, we have absconded one prince from the city to be with your lover. Perhaps you will do a second, no?
I just kind of give you like a little smirk.
I would be lying if I said I had not thought about it. Or that that wasn't on my mind. The whole time we were trying to get Fiore out. But I don't know if Lorenzo would go for that. I don't know that I'd want him to either. The selfish part of me loves that idea, but he has his responsibilities here, and I think they're important to him.
Then I suppose there is but one recourse.
Which is?
We continue to climb.
We can certainly try. Hope it pays off.
I think if they do not acknowledge our excellence, they are fools.
Probably true. It's a complicated world we live in.
It is.
More so when we factor in who I am and who some of the people in your life are.
You are not wrong, but I believe that we are more than up to the challenge.
I hope you're right about that. Believe me, I really do. I think there's No, she probably took her mask off after the servant left, after you came in, just because she doesn't feel a need to have it on when you're around, like when it's just you.
Sure.
So yeah, you can very much see her like face getting a little flushed.
I feel like the servant also left like a tea set or something. And so I'm going to like bend forward and pour you some tea. And I think like we continue to chat about things, but I don't need to have any more to this scene if you're good with it.
No, I think that's good.
Okay. Then as the camera moves off of you two in this charming little scene, that's where we're going to end it for the evening. As much as I want to keep going and throw a ghost at you and some other complications, and then get, like, also catch you up on what the rest of the house has been doing over your downtime, that'll have to wait till next time. So, let's do XP.
Woo!
All right, Skylarks. Did you overcome an obstacle with audacity or unorthodoxy?
We did nothing together.
I mean, that doesn't mean none of you overcame an obstacle with that.
I think individually.
I would say Allie was incredibly audacious and unorthodox.
Yeah.
I think Samael was also very audacious.
Yes.
Yes.
The fuck the police coming straight from the underground.
But I don't think that that's how they overcame the challenge.
No, they overcame the challenge despite being audacious.
I think audacious is just Samael's default.
All right. Did you contend with challenges above your current station?
I mean, again, Allie kind of did.
And I mean, we didn't roll for it, but we kind of alluded to your situation with the Nightingale and Fia's whole, I'm sort of dating the prince-to-be of our house and I shouldn't be.
I don't know if those are challenges above your current station, because the prince is
fair.
Level 2. Well, not the prince. Lorenzo's level 2 with you guys.
Fair.
I don't think the... I mean, I made up the Court of the Fogbound. That's not even a faction.
But the heir to House Lavelle, though, that's 2-4.
Yes.
And you contend with challenges with the Watch, which is above your station.
Yeah.
That's true.
So.
The Watch.
Did you bolster your coterie's reputation or develop a new one? Your coterie's reputation. Daring and ambitious. Were you guys daring and ambitious?
Well, I know that that conversation between Fia and Vivi was all about Vivi's ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to keep climbing.
Yeah, a little bit about Fia's as well, and just in the illusions there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Allie, very daring with that meeting.
And Samael talking back to a clerk. It's pretty fucking daring, I'd say.
Yeah.
So, excellent. Did you express the goals, drives, inner conflict, or essential nature?
I don't think we are.
No.
That was kind of iffy.
Yeah,
I guess I could give it to you. Did you look out for the little guy?
No.
I didn't.
No.
I looked out for myself.
Teresa punched the little guy.
I looked out for myself and the prince.
I will say
Phoebe's not the little guy.
I'm not.
Samael was telling the truth when they said that they do understand the Motley cause a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense it is.
You set an inn on fire.
Yeah, you burnt out a building.
I don't think we get that one today.
The inn was tainted by the Motley.
The inn that they stole from some poor bard, like, innkeeper after they kicked them out.
Now. It's great.
Also, you didn't do that to help anyone. You did that because you were drunk AF.
Wait, hold on. Sober. You think anything in the twist is insured?
Yeah, right.
Isn't that what the mob says? You get insurance money.
That's not protection money.
It's protection money. It's different.
So I've given you 4 XP.
We're 1 away from an advance.
Very generous. We were at 1.
Yeah, you were at 1.
Oh, never mind. It was already filled in. That's fine. I will feel less upset about being 1 short now, because now we're 5 short.
Yes. And you'll get it next time. All right. Now let's go down the list, shall we? Fia, our lovely fairy, go to 3 XP triggers, please.
Okay. You address the challenge with fey power and or control. I mean, we kind of alluded to her using her magic at the opera, but I don't know if that is considered addressing a challenge. It's just kind of a...
Do you think it was a challenge to get into the opera?
I kind of want to argue it is, but I don't know.
You're the one who decides. Was it a central challenge of your whatever you were doing?
I don't know if it was really a central challenge. I think it was just a thing that she did.
Yeah, feels like it was kind of background stuff and not like the role or anything.
No.
As much as I would love to give you.
I would love to take it, but I'm just like, no, it doesn't really feel like that was a challenge for her. It feels like that is just how she moves through the world most of the time anyway.
Yeah, that's fair. But did you express your beliefs towards heritage background?
Hell yeah. I did a lot of that. Struggle with issues from your indulgences or scandals. I don't have any scandals. Did I struggle with issues from my indulgences? I don't think I really had any issues come up from it this time.
Mm.
I mean, you did have to pay for you and your boyfriend to go to the opera, and then you also had to pay for refreshments. And I know that you were fine with it, but he's not fine with it.
True.
Doesn't feel like a struggle. It's up to you.
Gosh.
I know you're on the honor system. I know this from experience. Sometimes it hurts.
Yeah, because it's like, I want the points, but I think that was a struggle for Lorenzo more than it was for Fia. Like, Fia was very much like, I'd be doing this anyway. Like, I'm happy you're here. I'm glad you came with me, but like...
There you go, then.
I have the money. It's fine.
It's just human money anyway. I can make more of that. Fair enough. It sounds like 1. Where are you putting it?
I'll drop it in my mind here, I guess, since that's kind of moving on its way to something.
Fair enough. All right, Samael.
Hello.
Let's run through your XP triggers, shall we?
Yeah. You address the challenge with arcane knowledge and or power? Yes. Mm-hmm. I set a bunch of people on fire with magic.
You did. This is true.
You express your beliefs, drives, heritage, or backgrounds by calling cops pigs. You struggled with issues. Yes, this one works. You struggled with issues from your indulgences or scandals. I think burning down an inn is pretty wicked.
I mean, did you struggle, though? Like, that, you did, you were wicked, but, like, did it cause you any struggle or, like, any challenge? Did it come back to bite you?
Yeah, I imagine it will.
Yeah, but it hasn't. Yeah, you were wicked.
Yes, I haven't yet.
You indulged in your wickedness. That is true.
You know, me being there was a result of my wickedness.
Also, clear chastised and drunk from your harm list. Because they are level 1, and thus they are cleared.
Weren't you still, like, bit by a thing?
Yeah, he's still wounded.
You didn't think you should clear that?
No, I'm fine.
I mean, to be fair, I think Lee's going on the next job anyway.
Yeah, true. Lee's coming on the next one.
Zyra's not lecturing them at all off screen.
Samael gets infinite downtime now. So yeah, I guess I get 3. Yeah, no indulgences or scandals.
No indulgences or scandals. Alas, a lock. Okay, where are you putting them?
Last one in spirit to clear that one. to max out channel.
God damn. Look at you.
I'm now officially the best at magic.
No, we're tied. Character
experience. I have 4.
So do I.
I'm the best at magic.
I feel like I need to sue you for saying that you're the best at magic.
I am the best at magic.
Mm-mm, unacceptable.
I also have 4, Peter. We're tied again.
But consider this. I'm better at magic.
Consider this. I am magic.
I am a magical expert.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. It's literally in the playbook description. A magical expert, gifted with arcane power and knowledge of the hidden world.
Who defines expert in this situation?
The playbook.
the playbook. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
So it feels like a loose definition of expert.
Girls, you're both pretty. Where would you put your last one?
I put the last 2 in character XP.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much. Did you do anything with Lee today?
No.
Fair enough.
Lee was talked about, but was not on screen.
That's true.
Lee was off setting off dynamite with Allie before Allie went to go do other things.
Before Allie went to go set off dynamite in a different way.
Yeah.
So, Teresa, did you do anything today?
Sure did. Not as much as I thought she'd do, but did you just challenge the violence and slash or panache? Yes, the one, the first, the former, the violence. There was no panache in that, only violence.
Only smash?
Only smash, that's right. You express your beliefs, tribes, heritage, background? No, because she didn't do anything except for do the violence. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing she did, weirdly enough. She was the one with the free downtime, but she was not the one with the scenes. Mm. Certainly you should indulge your scandals. No.
Okay.
So that's 1, and I'm going to put it in body, I guess. It doesn't really matter. It's only 1.
And Allie.
Allie, who actually did things today. dress a challenge with evasion and slash or mayhem. Yes.
I think you caused mayhem.
Yes, I think so.
definitely set up challenges with some mayhem.
That was not the intention to cause mayhem, but here we are. Express your beliefs, drives, heritage, your background. I don't know, Corey, what do you think?
What do I think? What do you mean, what do I think?
Do you think I did this? Do you think
my
Ellie
opinion
was...
doesn't matter.
Oh, but I'm asking for it anyway.
I mean, your background did come up, for sure.
No, it definitely did. This was my drive to finish that clock, and my background. And my heritage. All of it came up. It's fine. It's totally fine. Struggle with issues, your indulgence, or scandals. God. If Allie had told Ines that she was a member of the founder, I definitely think that would have happened. But they didn't. So it's fine. So, no, I guess. I guess not. So that's 2. Oh. I don't have any XP for it, filled in for anything for Allie. Body. Let's go with that. All right, and that's Allie. That's
beautiful. And last but not least, our lovely Vivi.
All right. Address a challenge with stealth or perception. I don't believe so. Okay. I don't think I did either of those this time. However, I definitely expressed my belief drives, heritage, or background. Had a lovely long conversation with Fia. Lots of things. And certainly struggled with issues from my indulgence because I, again, in that conversation with Fia, talking about how much I don't like being in this contract with the Nightingale and I have no choice.
All right. So
I think that is 2 and I'm going to put them both into mind.
Beautiful. All right. And that sounds like a session to me. Thank you all for the game. Court of Blades was written by Sean and Navi Drake and can be found on their itch page at coupleofdrakes.itch.io. Get a copy of your very own to start a game of political intrigue and daring romance. Thanks to 8ER41 on Pixabay for the intro and outro music, and thank you to Saint Garden to Standing for playing with us. Saint Guard can be found at Saint Guardly on Twitter, and as Saint Guard on Twitch, and Blue Sky, and like everywhere else. And Asteny, that's A-S-T-E-Y-N-I, can be found under that name everywhere. I, your host, Corey, can be found most places as The Invulnerable Tide, or Invulnerable Tide on Twitter and Blue Sky. Kelsey is Islander's Caper, and Peter is The Chaotic Super everywhere. You can, of course, find all of us, including the podcast links, in the description below. Find most of us on Tumblr, Itch, Blue Sky, and whatever's left of Twitter. And until next time, whether the dice are coming up nat ones, or the narrative is throwing you for a loop, don't forget to just roll with it. Ba-dum-bum!